Well, it's Tuesday right now, and at this point, it's been pretty laid back right now. Of course, it'll get insane by tonight, and tomorrow's just unthinkable.
Every March, Austin, Texas faces a music fan invasion for South by Southwest. The guys from REM got the full taste this year, and the FUV road trip once again made the trek to soak up the best of the best and the best of the next. This is Take 5, supported by Rough Guides, smart guides for smart people. Hi, Rita Houston here. A few days recovered from South by Southwest 2008. It was year 21 for the festival and year 14 for me. And as always, the range of music was well worth the crazy pace. On one side, you've got the hardworking, van-driving new bands looking for their big break. And on the other, it's established acts rolling into town to try out new material. Austin's own Alejandro Escovedo was one guy who didn't have to roll far, and all I gotta say is run, don't walk, when you get the chance to hear his new songs. Saw Lucinda Williams walking down South Congress Street, and Van Morrison showed up too with his 10-piece band. But making a big return to the stage was My Morning Jacket. After taking some time off to make the album Evil Urges, they debuted a few new tunes, and frontman Jim James talked about the randomness of his writing process.
Sometimes I can sit down at that table and say, like, I'm gonna try and write a song, and I'm gonna sit there and try and figure it all out, but most of the times it's just like I'll get a thing, you know, like Evil Urges, the first song on the record, you know, I'll just get like a drum beat that's like, you know, I'll just like get this thing, and I'll keep like walking or whatever, and I'll keep thinking about it, and like for some reason the words Evil Urges popped in my head, and I wrote them on a piece of paper in the kitchen, and they just sat there on the counter for like a month just kind of staring at me, and I'd see them when I was like making dinner or something.
Another unique singer I checked out is newcomer Matt Morris, who's working with Charlie Sexton, Patty Griffin, and Justin Timberlake on his debut album. And he has good reason for his seriously soulful voice.
I usually sort of found inspiration in female singers of like the 50s and 60s and 70s, because there's this heart and this sort of vulnerability that comes across. And I think in the history of recorded music, there's a little more comfort with allowing women to put that across, to allow, you know, a little bit of soul to show. It was just about like passion.
Light 'em up, let 'em down, going downtown to find some play tonight. Dollar bills, give 'em thrills in the back of their best friends, right? But money ain't the villain.
Sia added her voice to the mix too. The guys from Vampire Weekend brought their Cape Cod preppy punk flavor. And another cool find was the Ting Tings, a pop duo from the UK who had us thinking Thompson Twins all the way.
Imagine all the girls.
But it was seeing a band that's been around since those Thompson Twins days that really stood out. REM, making a big noise on a small stage with songs from their upcoming album, Accelerate.
When you stay and do this sort of thing long enough, you want to try different things. You know, we've done this before. We rocked the electric guitar for many years and then decided to try our hand at acoustic-based music. And we did that for a while, and then we decided to get back to electric music, and then we decided to try something a little more abstract and experimental, and you do that for a while, and you get satisfied with that or dissatisfied with that, and then you move on to whatever feels right the next time. You know, it's whatever scratches your itch. It's whatever pleases you as a musician. You have to be happy with what you're doing before you can turn it over to the public, and this felt absolutely right, and it was exactly what we wanted to do, and I think we realized this record as well as we've realized just about anything we've ever done.
REM and Hollow Man live at Stubbs Barbecue in Austin, and a Taste of South by Southwest 2008. Keep tabs on all the FUV road trips and travels on the FUV blog at WFUV.org. Take 5 is produced by Sarah Wardrop.
Take 5 is supported by Rough Guides. Information at roughguides.com. Smart guides for smart people.